This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Rob.
And I'm Finn. Hello and a Merry Christmas to you all.
Oh, thanks for that festive greeting, Finn. Yes, many people around the world are getting ready to celebrate Christmas, including me.
And me, Rob. For me, it's the time of year when we don't have to go to work. We eat and drink lots, and of course, we get presents. So, Rob, what have you got me?
Well, wait and see, Finn. I haven't quite wrapped it yet, okay?
Okay.
And don't forget, Christmas is also a time for giving presents too. Well, we'll be finding out what Christmas means to other people soon and using some vocabulary connected to the festive season, another way of saying the Christmas period. But let's start with a question.
Yes, the question is, what have you bought me for Christmas, Rob?
No, Finn, it's not.
Okay.
Now, we know Christmas is full of traditions, events and activities that started a long time ago and now happen every year. Well, in Germany, it's traditional to lock a room before Christmas. So, Finn, do you know what happens in that room? Is it A, used to prepare the Stollen cake, a moist bread filled with fruit? Or B, it's where the tree is decorated and presents placed underneath? Or C, in olden days, it was used to breed a turkey for the Christmas feast?
Wow, to breed a turkey. Now, that's really interesting. But I think Stollen cake is German, so I'm going to say A, it's where they made the Stollen cake.
I love Stollen cake too. Okay, well, I'll let you know the answer later on. So let's talk more about Christmas and what it means to different people. For some people, it's a religious occasion.
Some people believe this is when Jesus Christ was born, so it's sort of a birthday celebration. People might go to a church service and sing carols. Now, those are traditional Christmas songs.
Other people just like to let their hair down or have a good time because it's the middle of the cold, dark winter, although not everywhere.
Indeed, it's the middle of the summer in Australia, so some people celebrate with a barbecue on the beach.
But I quite like it being cold and dark here in the UK. It feels special decorating the house with lights and candles. And it's a good excuse for staying indoors and eating and drinking.
I guess the thing that most people do at Christmas is catch up with friends and family. Well, that's what I do.
Yeah, me too. Well, let's find out what Christmas means to other people. Listen out for the words they use to describe their feelings.
I suppose Christmas is a time where I feel hopeful for what lies ahead. I feel thankful for what I have both materially received and also for the good times that we've had, and then joyous, I suppose, as well.
Relaxed, happy, fat.
Three words to describe Christmas, I suppose, is family, first of all, holidays, going back home, and thirdly, I suppose, community, getting together, usually at home in the pub with the friends from around the neighbourhood and that sort of thing. So they're the three words that describe Christmas.
Some interesting words there. The first man said he felt hopeful, so he's feeling good about the future.
And he felt thankful, grateful for what he had received. He felt thankful for the material things he has, and he's also thankful for the good times he's had. I'll drink to that.
That's something you can say to mean you agree with what someone says. Now, another word he used was joyous, meaning full of happiness.
We also heard from other people using positive words like happy and relaxed. Someone said they felt fat, probably because of stuffing themselves with food.
Someone else said to them Christmas meant family and going home for a holiday too. And they said community.
A community is a group of people who have common interests, and often because they live in the same area, in the same neighbourhood.
And he said a good place for the community to come together is at the pub. Now, that's a very British place where you can socialise over a drink or two. In fact, I think I might head to the pub now, Finn.
Good idea, Rob. But, oh, what about the answer to today's question first?
Yes. Earlier I asked you if you knew what happened in a room that in German tradition is locked before Christmas.
Mm.
Is it to A, prepare the Stollencake, a moist bread filled with fruit, B, to decorate the tree and put presents underneath, or C, in olden days anyway, to breed a turkey for the Christmas feast?
I said A, it's where they prepared the Stollencake.
Mm, it's a nice idea. But
it's
you're
wrong. Yes. Is it the turkey?
No, the room is actually locked just to decorate the tree and put presents underneath.
Really?
Quite a nice tradition anyway.
All right, I prefer the turkey answer.
By the way, here's your present. Happy Christmas.
Oh, well, thanks, Rob. It's a dictionary.
Yep, could come in useful.
Okay.
It's a thought that counts.
Thank you, Rob. Yes, I do need to improve my vocabulary.
Well, that's it for this 6 Minute English. Please check out our website at bbclearningenglish.com and join us again next week for more 6 Minute English. Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.